Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. It is a gray morning on the Potomac River in southern Maryland. I have paddled into a strange dream. In front of my canoe, rising up out of the murk, is what looks like a huge wooden face, topped by a shaggy wig of sticks. As I glide closer, I can see it is the pockmarked stern of a wrecked ship, crowned by an osprey nest. Trees sprout from rotting planks in the nearly century-old cargo ship. The ship has become an island, as have several other half-submerged wrecks in what is known as the Ghost Fleet of Mallows Bay. All around in this bay, about an hour south of Washington, rows of rusty iron rods with metal caps that look like helmets march through shallow waters coursing with fish. My guide through this maritime graveyard is author Donald Chaumette, who wrote a book called The Ghost Fleet of Mallows Bay.
The embayment is about a mile and a quarter long, and it contains within it the largest shipwreck assemblage in the Western Hemisphere, dating from the period of the American Revolution up through the 1970s.
How many ships are here?
Well, at one time, we had as many as 260 vessels that we know of. 214 of them were World War I wooden steamships, built for the transport of troops over to Europe, troops and cargo.
Many of these skeletons are now breeding grounds for oysters, crabs, fish, and birds. The forested wrecks in Mallows Bay make especially good habitat.
In some areas, these ships are quite present with whole environments of their own, many ecosystems where full-size trees are growing from their hulls, where animals have taken up habitation, beaver, river otter, deer, eagles, you name it, blue heron. It's a rich environment, both above the water and underwater, because it's also one of the richest bass fishing areas in the tidewater.
Later, we climb aboard one of the World War I ships. We slosh through a jungle on its deck.
And what we have here is Mother Nature taking over an American ship in great form and beautiful form.
The ship, called the Tonka, was part of an emergency fleet of steam-powered wooden cargo carriers that the U.S. spent $1 billion building from 1917 to 1923. But by the time the ships were built, the war was over. Steam power was outdated, and so many were just dumped here to be scrapped and partially burned. The wrecks are the waste of war, but they are also monuments to something uplifting, the fierce resilience of nature and its ability to transform even a junk-strewn wasteland into an insurgency of life. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.